local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This morning, a whole lot like yesterday morning. 49 now at our studios, heading for a high in the 70s. More from Dr. Bill on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue so far as you're traveling now through Theodore and Tillman's Corner, also along Mobile as you're traveling from 1065 Split, heading northbound up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, no delay. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn your dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with highs near 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you here. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with your traffic. Of course, we'd love to talk to you. Text line right now at 343-0106, plus turning up your voice and hearing from you on the telephone after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. Dr. Bill's weekend weather scale on the way, as well as Alec Naiman will tell us what's cooking. It's all coming up on today. And a discovery overnight of a vehicle and remains of what law enforcement now believes to be the remains of Terry Sullivan, a Washington County woman that's been missing since earlier this year. More details on that coming up right now in headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news for Lee County as businesses impacted by the March 3rd tornadoes are getting a bit of relief beginning next Monday. Multiple tornadoes claimed lives and destroyed businesses and captured the nation's attention earlier this month. A U.S. Small Business Administration Disaster Loan Outreach Center will open their doors next Monday. SBA representatives will be on hand with information to assist you regarding disaster loans, answer your questions, and assist in completing SBA applications. So applicants may apply online using the electronic loan application through the SBA Secure website at disasterloan.sba.gov, or in person. The center will be located at Southern Union State Community College. There you can have your questions answered Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're closed on weekends. If you have questions for FEMA, call 1-800-621-3362. The filing deadline to return applications for physical property damage, that is May 6th, and the deadline to return your economic injury applications, that is December 5th. A gruesome discovery in Mobile County as human remains discovered in a burned-out vehicle. The remains were found around 7 p.m. in Grand Bay by Mobile County Sheriff's deputies after a resident who was driving an ATV in a wooded area alerted them. That vehicle was registered to a missing Washington County woman named Terry Sullivan. She went missing back on January 20th. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, the car has, quote, clearly been here at the scene for some time. Sullivan's blood and phone were both found on the same street she lived on after a missing persons report was filed. The Washington County Sheriff's Office, the State Bureau of Investigation, and Mobile Police are all working on this case. At this hour, multiple search warrants have been issued, but no one is in custody. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Investigators will return to the scene this morning where human remains were found near a burned car in Grand Bay. Deputies tell News 5 the vehicle's license plate matched the plate of a rental car missing nurse Terry Sullivan was driving when she disappeared 2 months ago. Sullivan was last seen leaving her mother's home in Washington County, headed to work at Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile. Mobile police are investigating a late-night shooting on Courtney Street. Happened just before midnight near Pleasant Valley Road. At this hour, we do not know the victim's condition. A man in Crestview died while in police custody, but not before his bizarre behavior startled a neighborhood.
I saw someone just flailing through the glass.
Several neighbors woke up early Thursday morning to 28-year-old Keontae McNabb beating on their front doors. He even broke through the glass door of one home. Apparently all started with a 911 call McNabb made, telling dispatchers he needed help and he was going to die. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
If you operate an automotive service facility, your reputation is based on the quality of work and speed that your customers expect. Mobile Mechanical Service can partner with you to ensure your bays are ready to provide that quality service. Compressed air systems, lifts, hose reels, and fluid transfer systems. Your business depends on them. Mobile Mechanical Service can provide, maintain, and repair your facility equipment 24/7. Don't let that bay become idle. Call Mobile Mechanical Service at 653-6948 or visit mobilemechanical.com.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
The one seeds move on and the two seeds go home. In night one of the Sweet 16, three SEC teams take the court tonight and baseball is officially back. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the first night of the Sweet 16, the number one seed in the West region, Gonzaga, defeated number four seed Florida State 72-58 to move into the Elite Eight for the second time in 3 years. Rui Hachimura scored 17 points to lead the Bulldogs. They'll face number three seed Texas Tech tomorrow in the Elite Eight after the Red Raiders beat number two seed Michigan 63-44.
And that'll do it. The Elite Eight is back, and Texas Tech will for a second consecutive year be a part of it.
Tech held Michigan to 16 points in the first half in a battle of the nation's top two defenses. In the South region, number three seed Purdue beat number two seed Tennessee 99-94 in overtime, surviving a rally by the Volunteers, who were behind by 12 at halftime.
And the Purdue Boilermakers out of the Big Ten headed to the Elite Eight.
Purdue's Carson Edwards continued his hot streak, going 5-for-14 from three-point range and leading his team with 29 points. And Ryan Klein was on fire for the Boilermakers. He hit 7-of-10 threes and scored 27 before fouling out in overtime. Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield led the Vols in scoring with 21 points each. Purdue outscored the Vols 17-12 in overtime and move on to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2000 and for the first time since head coach Matt Painter took over in 2005. The Boilermakers will take on number 1 seed Virginia in the Elite Eight tomorrow after the Cavaliers beat 12 seed Oregon 53-49. Led by Ty Jerome with 13 points, UVA is headed to the Elite Eight for the second time in 4 years. Tonight, the remaining Sweet 16 games will be played with 3 SEC teams in action. The first game starts at 6:09 with the East Region's number 3 seed LSU looking to upset 2 seed Michigan State. The Spartans are favored by 6 points. At 6:29 in the Midwest Region, the 5 seed Auburn Tigers take on the top seeded North Carolina Tar Heels. Auburn is a 5.5-point underdog to UNC. You can hear the call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith right here on the Auburn station, FM Talk 106.5. Pregame show starts at 6, followed by the tip-off at 6:29. At 8:39, the East's top seed, Duke, plays the 4 seed Virginia Tech. The Blue Devils are 7-point favorites to win. And at 8:59, Midwest number 2 seed Kentucky takes on 3 seed Houston. The Wildcats are favored by 3. Opening day in the major leagues yesterday with all 30 teams taking the field. Atlanta lost in Philadelphia 10-4 with Phillies ace Aaron Nola picking up the win. Bryce Harper was hitless in his Philadelphia debut, but he was on base from an intentional walk when Rhys Hoskins took Luke Jackson deep for the 4th Grand Slam of his career. Andrew McCutchen and Mikel Franco also homered for Philly, while Braves designated hitter Matt Joyce hit a 2-run homer for the Braves. The two teams are off today, but will continue the series tomorrow at 3 p.m. In other games, the Los Angeles Dodgers hit an opening day record 8 home runs in a 12-5 win over Arizona. Jacob DeGrom outdueled Max Scherzer, and the New York Mets beat Washington 2-0. Detroit beat Toronto 2-0 on a 10th-inning 2-run homer by Kristen Stewart. Houston beat Tampa 5-1. The Cubs beat the Rangers 12-4. Milwaukee outfielder Lorenzo Cain robbed a 9th-inning home run from Jose Martinez, preserving a Brewers win over St. Louis 5-4.
There's a fly ball hit back in the deep right center field. Lorenzo Cain.
Great catch from Cain, and the Red Sox began their World Series title defense with a 12-4 loss at Seattle. In NFL news, Philadelphia acquired running back Jordan Howard from the Chicago Bears in exchange for a late-round pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. The Miami Dolphins traded defensive end Robert Quinn to the Dallas Cowboys for a 2020 sixth-round pick, and the Oakland Raiders signed running back Isaiah Crowell and linebacker Brandon Marshall to one-year contracts. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with highs near 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Join us for tea at the Daphne Public Library Saturday, March 30 at 10:30 to 12:30. You'll delight in a delicious menu of tea, cookies, and fruit. Claire Wallers, owner of Zen Tea, will present a traditional tea ceremony with brewing instructions for specific tea types. Tung Nguyen will present a traditional Vietnamese cookie demonstration. The event is free, but registration is required by calling 251-620-2503.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. State Troopers heading to a two-car fender bender and Baymanet off Old Brady Road and Jones Road. Not a major player. Traffic flow looks good so far as you traveling from the 1065 split and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Did you start the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? Enjoy a treatment from the Spa and Salon, a 20,000-square-foot European spa and fitness center. See them at Grand 1847. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
621 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Thank you, Kane. Dr. Bill on the way just about 12 minutes from right now to look at the forecast for today and the weekend ahead. Time now to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A U.S. Army veteran killed in a motorcycle accident in Midtown Mobile. Authorities confirmed 29-year-old Dylan Charles Fisher was on Government Street riding his motorcycle at a high rate of speed when he crashed into the back of a dump truck and then was hit by a second vehicle. Fisher was pronounced dead at the scene. According to family members, Fisher was a U.S. Army veteran and had been deployed to Iraq with the 3rd Infantry Division. Military funeral service is scheduled for this morning at 11 a.m. at the Alabama State Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spanish Fort. And then at 1 p.m., there will be a gathering of love at the Pine Rest Funeral Home on Highway 98 in Foley. Flowers and other condolences for the family can be sent to the Pine Rest Funeral Home. Dylan Charles Fisher leaves behind a mother, father, and girlfriend. An Alabama teenager loses his life after falling out of the bed of a pickup truck and then is hit. It's happened in Florida. The Northwest Florida Daily News is reporting that 15-year-old Caden Johnson of Pell City, Alabama, died Tuesday morning on the Clyde B. Wells Bridge, very close to Freeport. The Florida Highway Patrol reports that the truck was crossing the bridge when Johnson fell out and was hit by a vehicle. The car's driver did pull over, but the truck's driver kept going because they had no idea that their passenger had even fallen out of that truck. The driver filed a missing persons report with the Walton County Sheriff's Office when he reached his destination and noticed that Johnson was missing. No charges were immediately reported, though this crash does remain under investigation at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, segment of the show brought to you by Grove Collaborative. Been shopping with Grove for a couple weeks now, and we're digging it at the Sullivan House. Grove makes healthier home products, accessible and affordable, with over 500,000 families shopping at grove.co. By the way, remember that's not .com. .co for non-toxic dish soap, plant-based skincare, and tree-free bath tissue. Grove makes it easy to find the best natural, eco-friendly products online and delivers them straight to your door so you can make better choices for your family with just one click. Everything is available at Grove. It's all healthier for you and for the planet. And here's the key to the whole deal. It really works. Grove delivers natural brands you'll love, like Mrs. Meyers or Seventh Generation, Burt's Bees, and Grove brands straight to your doorstep. We recently got our order, and the things I've stood out to me the most, the Spearmint Antibacterial Bathroom Cleaner, also the Mrs. Meyers Multi-Surface Spray. By the way, side note, cleans granite, fantastic. It does a great job and gives it the shine without leaving like the haze on it. Also, you can check out the Bop Wood Floor Cleaner. We've been using that because we have the wood floors in the downstairs. Stuff is great. And the nice thing is, yes, it's healthy and it works. Because if you get something that's, oh, well, it's eco-friendly or, oh, it's safe for the pets and family, but it doesn't clean, what have you accomplished? And right now, you can get an exclusive Mrs. Meyers offer from Grove. Get it before it runs out. Select your favorite spring scents. New customers will get a free cleaning set in these limited edition scents when you place your first order of $20. You'll get free Mrs. Meyer Spring hand soap, free Mrs. Meyer Spring dish soap, free Mrs. Meyer Spring multi-surface spray, also the Grove Collaborative cleaning caddy and the Grove Collaborative walnut scrubber sponges. Try Grove now before this offer runs out. For a limited time, y'all can get a three-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer Spring Scents, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift just for you when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. All that incredible deal, so much free stuff, but you got to do it now. Check out Grove and the special offer at grove.co/mobile. That's grove.co, not .com, so drop the M, grove.co/mobile. All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5 coming up. Dr. Bill's got our forecast and the weekend weather scale next hour. And this is one of the stories breaking overnight as the remains have been found that Mobile County Sheriff's Office believes are the remains of a woman who has been missing for months now, that of Terry Sullivan. Mobile County Sheriff's Office said they've ID'd the vehicle that was found burned off Grand Bay Wilmer Road yesterday evening. Sheriff's Office says the vehicle they found on the scene belongs to missing Washington County woman Terry Sullivan, who had been missing since January 20th. Tags on the vehicle found burned in the woods yesterday matched those on the rental car she had been driving when she went missing. Sullivan was last seen after leaving her mother's home in Washington County and heading to work at Spring Hill Medical Center here in Mobile. Deputies say the remains were burned and scattered near the car. Mobile County Sheriff's Office says DNA from the scene will be tested. And coming up, we have a few clips because Detective Paul Birch was on scene last night and gave a short press conference, and we'll get some of that audio coming up in just a little bit. In addition, Mobile County Sheriff's Office is asking anyone who frequently walks or rides the trail off South Grand Bay Wilmer Road, just about a mile and a half south of Airport Boulevard, to call the Sheriff's Office if you have any information. It would help in the investigation. Their number, 574-2423, 574-2423. So that investigation is continuing there, and we'll get you those cuts here in just a little bit. Also, on the way, this is this is like as I get ready to have Diet Coke number two today, there's a story about what drinking a Coke, or as they call it in the national news, a soda.
Yes, they at least they don't use pop.
No, they did not use pop. Good. But what drinking a soda will do to your body, actually, you're not gonna like this. And if you're drinking the sugar ones, it kind of walks through the body's reaction, kind of get it going. It's like Dr. Science class. But what happens when, like, if you pop open a Coca-Cola,
right, which I do it often,
pour it back, start drinking it, what it does to you. Now, it hasn't been enough to keep me from having my next Diet Coke, but it slowed me down a little bit. I'll give you that story coming up in just a little bit. 627, we'll check in with News 5, and Dr. Bill's on the way.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Human remains found near a burned vehicle are believed to be missing nurse Terry Sullivan. The vehicle was found Thursday in a wooded area off Grand Bay Wilmer Road. The license plate on the car matches the plate on a rental car Sullivan was driving when she disappeared 2 months ago. Sullivan was last seen leaving her mother's home in Washington County, headed to work at Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile.
It's odd that there's not been more of a discovery made until tonight.
In Northwest Florida, one person was shot when a custody battle turned violent. According to the Scambia County Sheriff's Office, this happened Thursday in Cantonment on Highway 29 and Old Chemstrand Road. Investigators say several people got into a fight and it escalated quickly. A former candidate for the Alabama State House is challenging Governor Ivey's gas tax bill. Tom Fredericks is working with attorneys to challenge the bill. He says the Port of Mobile shouldn't get gas tax dollars because the port is not a road or bridge. State lawmakers argue the Alabama Constitution views navigable waters as public highways. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Ron, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it been?
I heard that my brother Dave has a whopper of a hunting story, but I promise you, I can top it. Three of us went up to the hunting camp a few weeks ago, shot some hogs that were tearing up the feed plots, Even got to drive up there in style in Mrs. Bob's new SUV since my truck's been acting up.
So, Bob, what happened?
It really wasn't my fault. We loaded up the cooler with the meat, and somehow the cooler plug got knocked off.
Oh, no.
Ron, it's worse. The liquid from the cooler soaked the carpet under the floor mats. None of us noticed until we started smelling the stench. About a week later, the detail shop thinks we may need to replace all of the carpet in her vehicle, and she's not talking to me right now.
Bob, come down to the shop. We just got some really nice silver bracelets in. And maybe Tony can make you some custom Sterling nose plugs.
That's not funny.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
President Trump is backing off his request to cut funding for the Special Olympics. This after Education Secretary Betsy DeVos spent days defending the budget cut in congressional hearings.
I've been to the Special Olympics. I think it's incredible. And I just authorized a funding. I heard about it this morning. I have overridden my people.
Britain's parliament is scheduled to cast another vote on Brexit within the next couple of hours. Correspondent Nick Robertson says resolution today does not look encouraging.
Assessment today is it will probably go down again because some of our own MPs won't vote for it. The opposition is against it, and our Northern Irish allies are against it too.
Flooding in the Midwest has been devastating. Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley says the Army Corps of Engineers told him point blank, flood control is not our top priority. Hawley's response, quote, "You've got to be kidding me." Wall Street futures are higher. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. New York State is suing the billionaire family behind the company that created OxyContin. By expanding an existing lawsuit, the state joins a growing list of state and local governments seeking to hold not only the firm but its owners accountable for the nation's opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family members say the suit misleadingly blames them for the crisis. Fiat Chrysler says it will cut 1,500 jobs at its factory in Windsor, Canada, around a quarter of its local workforce. The Italian-American automaker says it made the decision effective from the end of September to better align production with global demand. Lyft had little trouble getting investors to hop on board its increasingly popular ride-hailing service as its initial public offering fetched $72 a share that exceeded even its own expectations. The next big test comes this morning when the San Francisco company stock will begin trading on the NASDAQ. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business. the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new cSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cSpire.com/business. cSpire. Customer inspired.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635, FM Talk 106.5, and a Friday, y'all, if you'd forgotten. Hey, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And another pretty morning, 49 now at our studios. Yesterday, another just gorgeous day.
Up to 75 yesterday. And of course, yesterday morning in the 40s, so that's a nice temperature range. Enjoy it, because, you know, another month or so, and we'll be starting to get in some very humid weather. But today looks good, 75 degrees and partly cloudy. Now, tonight, a few clouds. We'll see readings a little bit warmer tonight, because the wind now is out of the south. So tonight, the low will be in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, look for partly cloudy skies and even warmer tomorrow. We could reach 80 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. But then tomorrow night, showers start to move in. Cold front will be sweeping across Mississippi late tomorrow, and will move into our area Sunday morning. So we'll see a few showers Saturday night, and then showers on Sunday. There's a possibility of a thunderstorm or two, but most of it will be shower activity. And then we're going to cool down quite a bit on Sunday. Instead of 80, which we could reach on Saturday, we'll only be up to 65 on Sunday. So kind of cool, and with the wind out of the north on Sunday, it makes it feel a little bit cooler than that. But the showers will persist through the day. We're going to see moisture come in the upper atmosphere right over the top of the cool surface air, and that's going to give us showers for Sunday and also Sunday night. Sunday night, though, we're going to cool down into the mid-40s, around 45 degrees. And then on Monday, partly cloudy skies, still a chance for a few showers. The temperatures will be in the 60s, most likely about 67, 68 degrees for Monday afternoon. We'll finally see really clearing conditions on Tuesday, become mostly sunny, high in the upper 60s, and then into the 70s on Wednesday. So we've got some cool weather coming in for Sunday and Monday, and it looks like showers will kind of stay around with us until Tuesday.
Yeah, I'd like to kind of zoom in a little bit here, Dr. Bill, because after a week this pretty, there's a lot of people chomping at the bit to get out in the yard or go fishing or do whatever, be outside, because they've been looking at the beautiful weather all week. So,
right.
So tomorrow, dry, right?
That's the day. Saturday would be the best day to get outside for all kinds of activities, and we should have quite a bit of sunshine and get up near 80 degrees, but then it's going to cool down a lot on Sunday.
But the bulk of the rain would be Sunday night?
Most of the rain is going to be with the frontal passage Sunday morning.
Morning, okay.
And then we'll see occasional showers through the day and on into Sunday night as those temperatures fall.
Okay, so our dry day, the real dry days, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, Saturday is going to be the day, and again, we could reach that 80-degree mark.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine with me, because it's been pretty fantastic, and I'm sure it'll feel great in the yard tomorrow. All right, that's good news, Dr. Bill, and next hour, pressure's on. It's going to be time to put a number on this thing with the weekend weather scale. So you getting ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good thing. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and your weekend weather scale coming up next hour. Yeah, tons of great stuff going on. You got the Chocolate Festival going on. You have the American Cancer Society's 30th Annual Chili Cook-Off going on tomorrow in Mardi Gras Park. Lots of good things, and looks like tomorrow from Dr. Bill, going to be pretty. So get out and enjoy it. We'll check traffic with Kane and headlines with Kelly next.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. And the Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the last dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert. Live.
So darling, darling, stand
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. So far, the few accidents we've had, officers been able to move out of the roadway. It's been a good start so far this morning across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, it's a quiet ride so far up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, same with no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5. And it is Mobile Mornings Friday, Sal. Glad to have you here. Coming up, we'll check in with Alec Naiman, find out what's cooking for the weekend. Great time of year, man. You've got things to do outside. Actually, you can pull your TV outside and watch some March Madness, and then you'll be outside and watching hoops.
Oh, that sounds like a perfect day to me.
Baseball's kicking. Yeah, we got now. You got, of course, you've had college ball going, but now you got MLB, you got basketball, and you've got beautiful weather. So get out and enjoy it, or at least, you know, open the doors. If you're going to stay inside like Dalton, at least open the doors so the pollen can get in.
And the grass is growing now, so people have yards to attend to.
You got that right. That's for sure. Like every day, it keeps on growing. It'll only do this for the next 9 months.
That's all.
All right. One of the serious stories from overnight, Mobile County Sheriff's Office has ID'd a vehicle that was found burned off Grand Bay Wilmer Road yesterday evening. Mobile County Sheriff's Office says the vehicle they found on scene belongs to missing Washington County woman Terry Sullivan. She's been missing since late January. Last night, it was a impromptu presser as Detective Paul Birch was there answering questions with reporters. Had to, first of all, talk about how long they were going to be on scene.
Well, I mean, we will be here for probably most of the night trying to collect as much evidence as we can. Again, the remains also appear to have been burned, but they're scattered. We'll collect as much as we can, and then we'll process the vehicle elsewhere sometime tomorrow.
All right. Also talking about what the investigation has, what's been conducted in the investigation to this point.
It is early on. There have been some search warrants conducted in relation to the case here in Mobile County with, in conjunction with Washington County and State Bureau of Investigation. And at this point, we'll be working it jointly with them.
We can't see over there, but is there a house back there, or is it this just?
It's just a wooded area. appears that it's an area where people come and ride ATVs pretty frequently. I will say it's kind of a wide open area. It's odd that there's not been more of a discovery made, until tonight.
And it went on to talk about the, backstory on this missing woman for now months.
Any idea yet as to what's behind this?
As I recall, when the missing person report was filed, her telephone or personal belongings and some blood was found on the street where she lives in Washington County. And so, the presumption is an abduction. And this is, where her car was just found this evening.
Yeah, and there's we'll get to some more in the 8 o'clock hour in depth on this presser that happened last night. But once again, Mobile County Sheriff's Office say they believe they say the vehicle that they found on the scene is linked. It's a rental car that was in the name of Washington County woman Terry Sullivan, who has been missing since January 20th. The tags on the vehicle found burned in the woods yesterday evening matched those on the rental car she had been driving before she went missing. All right, more on the story as we go through the morning. Right now, we'll check more headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the search continues for a homeless man considered to be a danger to society. According to Mobile Police, 2 weeks ago, Dante Howard was armed when he robbed the Quick Market on Dolphin Street. When the clerk refused to give him any money, he threatened her. She did give him some cash and some cigarettes. He then took off on foot. Police are concerned that Howard may be looking for his next victim since he is looking for cash to survive. He is described as being 25 years old, 5 feet 10 inches tall, and weighing 165 pounds. He was last seen wearing a black jacket and gray pants. He is charged with first-degree robbery. If you have information, call Crime Stoppers at number 251-208-7211. If you are counting down the days until you and your family are set to visit Disney, don't forget the sunscreen, don't forget the sunglasses, but be sure to leave the cigarettes behind. Disney has announced that they are eliminating their smoking areas at their California and Orlando theme and water parks, as well as at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex and Downtown Disney in California. So the change kicks in May 1st. The theme park says, quote, Walt Disney World Resort makes updates from time to time, and the removal of smoking areas is intended to provide a more enjoyable experience for everyone who visits. The company says that when they announced the change, they also wanted you to know that smoking areas will be available outside the parks, as well as resort hotels in Orlando's Disney Springs. Vaping is also prohibited in the park and only allowed in the designated areas. And get this, if you have a stroller that you use for your baby, well, now there are limits. It's limited to 31 inches wide and 52 inches long, and stroller wagons will be prohibited. Loose or dry ice and coolers also banned. Guests are advised to use reusable ice packs. Be sure to check the Disney website if you have more questions before you visit. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, y'all say hello to my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. It's been a warm winter. It's been a wet winter. And we seem to be already looking towards a summer pattern here in early spring.
It's been much warmer than it has the last few years. And so what we're seeing now is typically what we would see a few months from now.
Like, what do we need to be thinking about now in the spring that would normally be summer stuff?
It's still time to take care of the weeds that you have now. We still have time to get out in front of the summer weeds that you're going to have. But right now we're getting out slow-release granular fertilizer, getting the grass woken up and getting it moving.
You know, you talk about that pre-emergent too, getting in front of those weeds. You've told me in the past, this is one of the keys to having a great lawn is getting rid of the weeds.
The best weed control is a healthy lawn. If you can keep the weeds from coming up and you can grow grass to fill in the bare areas, you're really choking out the rest of the weeds that might go through the pre-emergent.
Let's do this. Let's get in a summer mentality here in early spring. Give us some contact info.
You can call us at 251-626-3309 or look us up online or find us in any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor Street Legal Cart Sale. An overflowing inventory means the best prices of the year, but only through Saturday. Shoes from the Icon brand, Tomberland, and Star, all on sale only through Saturday at Cart Doctor.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Investigators will return to the scene this morning where human remains were found near a burned car in Grand Bay. Deputies tell News 5 the vehicle's license plate matched the plate of a rental car missing nurse Terry Sullivan was driving when she disappeared 2 months ago. Sullivan was last seen leaving her mother's home in Washington County, headed to work at Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile. Mobile police are investigating a late-night shooting on Courtney Street. Happened just before midnight near Pleasant Valley Road. At this hour, we do not know the victim's condition. A man in Crestview died while in police custody, but not before his bizarre behavior startled a neighborhood.
I saw someone just flailing through the glass.
Several neighbors woke up early Thursday morning to 28-year-old Keontae McNabb beating on their front doors. He even broke through the glass door of one home. Apparently all started with a 911 call McNabb made, telling dispatchers he needed help and he was going to die. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Congratulations to the 2019-2020 USS Alabama crewmates. Isabella Albert, a Spring Hill College sophomore majoring in international studies. Morgan Bates, University of Mobile, psychology. Brianna Burrell, South Alabama sophomore, political science. Brooklyn Massey, South Alabama freshman, nursing. Emma Pitt, Spring Hill College, communications. And Emily Pounds, West Florida, communications. Congratulations to the new USS Alabama crewmates.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
The
number one seeds move on, and the two seeds go home. In night one of the Sweet 16, three SEC teams take the court tonight, and baseball is officially back. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the first night of the Sweet 16, the number one seed in the West region, Gonzaga, defeated number four seed Florida State 72-58 to move into the Elite Eight for the second time in 3 years. Rui Hachimura scored 17 points to lead the Bulldogs. They'll face number three seed Texas Tech tomorrow in the Elite Eight after the Red Raiders beat number two seed Michigan 63-44.
And that'll do it. The Elite Eight is back, and Texas Tech will for a second consecutive year be a part of it.
Tech held Michigan to 16 points in the first half in a battle of the nation's top two defenses. In the South region, number three seed Purdue beat number two seed Tennessee 99-94 in overtime, surviving a rally by the Volunteers, who were behind by 12 at halftime.
And the Purdue Boilermakers out of the Big Ten headed to the Elite Eight.
Purdue's Carson Edwards continued his hot streak. He went 5-for-14 from three-point range and led his team with 29 points. And Ryan Klein was on fire for the Boilermakers. He hit 7 of 10 threes and scored 27 before fouling out in overtime. It's the first time that Purdue will be in the Elite Eight since 2000 and the first time since head coach Matt Painter took over in 2005. The Boilermakers will take on number one seed Virginia in the Elite Eight tomorrow after the Cavaliers beat 12 seed Oregon 53-49. Led by Ty Jerome with 13 points, UVA is headed to the Elite Eight for the second time in 4 years. Tonight, the remaining Sweet 16 games will be played with three SEC teams in action. The first game starts at 6:09 with the East Region's number three seed LSU looking to upset the two seed Michigan State. The Spartans are favored by 6 points. At 6:29 in the Midwest Region, the number five seed Auburn Tigers take on the top seeded North Carolina Tar Heels. Auburn is a 5.5-point underdog to UNC. Of course, you can hear the call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show starts at 6, followed by the tip-off at 6:29. At 8:39, the East's top seed, Duke, plays the number 4 seed, Virginia Tech. The Blue Devils are 7-point favorites to win. And at 8:59, Midwest number 2 seed, Kentucky, takes on the 3 seed, Houston. The Wildcats are favored by 3. Opening day in the major leagues yesterday with all 30 teams taking the field. Atlanta lost in Philadelphia 10-4 with Phillies ace Aaron Nola picking up the win. Bryce Harper was hitless in his Philadelphia debut, but he was on base from an intentional walk when Rhys Hoskins took Luke Jackson deep for the fourth grand slam of his career.
In the air to left field. That's pretty well hit.
The two teams are off today, but will continue the series tomorrow at 3 p.m. In other games, the Los Angeles Dodgers had an opening day record 8 home runs and a 12-5 win over Arizona. Jacob deGrom outdueled Max Scherzer, and the New York Mets beat Washington 2-0. Detroit beat Toronto 2-0 on a 10th-inning two-run homer by Kristen Stewart. Houston beat Tampa 5-1. The Cubs beat the Rangers 12-4. And Milwaukee outfielder Lorenzo Cain robbed a 9th-inning home run from Jose Martinez, preserving a Brewers win over St. Louis 5-4.
There's a fly ball and back in the deep right center field. Lorenzo Cain.
And to wrap up the night, the Red Sox began their World Series title defense with a loss, 12-4, at Seattle. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers still not working any new accidents in roadways. Good ride across the Bayway downtown for the tunnels to the 1065 split. 90 Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road. All looks good so far. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. Pre-qualified. Call 649-2077 and see them at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This Dr. Bill Williams weather update brought to you by Mako Forestry. When you begin planning your next project, speak with the professionals first. Your property is the canvas. Let Mako Forestry create a work of art.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with highs near 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Let's talk food this morning. If you love Mellow Mushroom, you will need to find a new location to enjoy their food, as the last day at the Midtown Mobile location at the Loop is this Sunday. The general manager says this move was made due to economic and competitive factors. And when it comes to current employees, the GM says, quote, "The biggest relief to me is that we're finding positions for most of them at other stores." Other Mellow Mushroom stores in the region include restaurants on Schillinger Road in West Mobile, Old Shell Road near the University of South Alabama campus, and in Baldwin County. If your go-to social media platform is Twitter, do not get locked out of your own account thanks to a not-so-funny social media prank, which has gone viral. Here's how it works. A message going around this week encourages users to change your birth date in your profile to 2007. When you do that, you tell Twitter that you're 12 years old, and then you're promised to have a colorful background updated when it comes to your Twitter timeline. But according to the real Twitter, the following tweet was posted, quote, "We've noticed a prank trying to get people to change their Twitter birthday in their profile to 2007 to unlock new color schemes. Please don't do this. You'll get locked out for being under 13 years old." Twitter's policies, well, those require users to be at least 13 years of age. If you did try the prank out and lost access to your account, go ahead and try to log in and then follow the prompts for inputting an incorrect birthday. You can also fill out a form online as well for assistance. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a stroller that you use for your baby, well, now there are limits. It's limited to 31 inches wide and 52 inches long, and stroller wagons will be prohibited. Loose or dry ice and coolers also banned. Guests are advised to use reusable ice packs. Be sure to check the Disney website if you have more questions before you visit. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Glad you are here. Coming up, Dr. Bill has our updated forecast and look forward to the weekend. Plus, that will be in the form of a weekend weather scale. Alec Naiman will let us know what's cooking We'll also give you the latest in sports news. And so you got hoops and baseball to watch right now.
Yeah, all the sports except football. I mean, unless you include the Alliance.
Yeah, the Alliance still going. So what argument do you have there? I'd say none. All right. All right, coming right back. You can check us out online as well. FMTalk1065.com. Three big things. Top stories of the day waiting for you right there. Plus the online opinion poll. Weekend schedule if you want to check out what's happening this weekend. And remember, Auburn Hoops starts at 6 tonight. While you're there, too, on our website, you can pick up a podcast or two, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the tab, podcast. We'll be right back.